Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Forever Dog.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take.
Kat and Pat.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Catherine.
And it's ultimately going to go Helen B. Patrick.
And this is Seek Treatment.
A podcast that tells a story of boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. And now our new thing, in these times.
In these times
that we live in.
And we're back in the studio.
We're Cole back Sola. In the studio. Yeah, and this is CNN Vibes. Cole, how are you? How was your break?
My break, I was pretending to do a delay.
Yes, that was very fun. That was
really,
really
good.
Fun. Thanks. Cole, that was really fun and good.
Thank you.
I love that thought you had to do that.
Thank you.
I'm loving that.
I'm loving that thought. Now,
wait, who are, so how, because I'll be honest, and I'm only going to talk about this. I'm looking at the clock here. Yeah. I'm only going to talk about this for 1 minute, and then I think, because people don't want to hear about.
I bet they
coronavirus,
do.
Coronavirus.
They might.
Because I was taking this at like a 6.5 in terms of how seriously I was taking this.
Yeah.
Up until like Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I was reading stuff and I was like, oh, I need to be at like a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
That's so what? Now, yeah. I'm only seeing my boyfriend and no one else for at least 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
probably what the deal is. But you're going grocery shopping, are you? Because you're allowed to do that.
Okay.
that's what you, if that's how you want to go.
You're allowed to, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah, I have, like yesterday I went to get paper towels and I am going to have to get toothpaste and coffee filters. At some point.
Yeah. Well, should I get an espresso or normal coffee maker?
Get a what kind of espresso? Oh, Nespresso?
No,
an
she
espresso
means,
machine.
But get a Nespresso and you could do either.
No, don't get a Nespresso. That's bad for the Nespresso. Environment.
Oh, is it really?
Is it?
You can, those plastic pods.
Yeah. Oh. But you can get environment-friendly pods.
I still think it's gross.
Okay.
It's very hotel.
It works in a hotel.
My people.
No,
it works in a pinch. It works in a pinch.
Yeah. I think espresso machine, Kat.
No, I don't know how to use that. Aren't they like $600?
Yeah.
Look how small my kitchen is. Look at what I'm working with here.
Oh yeah. Well, you don't use any of that stuff, do you?
I've been making big batches of soup. For me and my. Lover.
I love that song.
He's in the corner crying because he's so sick of me.
The other.
Just kidding. He's rock hard begging me to get off so he can fuck my ass.
The other.
We've day. Never done anal, but today's the day. Be real. Do you think we'll do anal by end of
I can't. I don't think you'll do anal.
Why don't you think I'll do anal?
I just don't. I don't see you doing what it takes to do anal.
I think you need. Well.
He doesn't think I have what it takes.
I don't think she has. I know my friend. She has so many amazing qualities. She doesn't have what it takes. You know.
I think you would want to have a lot of time to douche. And I think in order to do that, you wouldn't want him in the apartment.
I'd want some privacy.
To hear you just like ripping like watery farts into your toilet bowl.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want that.
No.
Yeah. Well, so say it with me. You don't have what it takes.
Okay. Right now, I don't have what it takes.
I'm not saying he's never will.
He's on his hands and he's going, please, please change your mind.
Wait, what was I going to say? What were we just talking about before, if Catherine was going to do anal?
I want to know about Cole's boyfriend. Wait.
I just have one more thought.
What were we just can't stand that I have a boyfriend.
No, no.
Pat just cannot stand the fact that I have someone in my life.
You don't deserve love. At all.
I knew it. I knew
just
it.
Just because it didn't work out between you two. Doesn't mean you have to.
The other day, I was in an Uber before all this happened. I was in an Uber. And Lover came on in the Uber. And I made the person I was in an Uber with, I made them be quiet so I can listen to it. Because I love that song. And then as soon as I did, Uber driver's phone rings, interrupts the radio. Talks to
him. I'll perform it for you. We can keep the Christmas lights up till January. That's not romantic. It's our house. We make the rules.
Well, leaving your Christmas lights on until January is like literally.
It's a tower away.
It's just a little bit days. Away.
About whose song me. Is that?
Taylor. Cool.
I haven't known you 20 seconds.
You're not.
For 20 years. Bah, bah, bah.
All right, Catherine.
Ooh, you
Catherine, we have a guest.
He's laughing to make me feel like good. Okay, so go ahead.
All right, go ahead. So now tell us about this young man that you.
How about your? Tell me about your love story. I'm gonna sit like this.
We met on OK Grindr.
Mashup.
And we should it be from here?
Yes. Wait, can he come out of the bedroom and say hello to us?
He's actually still asleep.
Okay, he's lazy. He's lazy. Your boyfriend.
To be
lazy
honest, we've both been sleeping till 1 p.m.
That's natural. It's like,
when do you stay up until?
When do I stay up until?
Yeah.
Like 4.
Cool. No, that's too late.
That's cool.
I know. But we, because every night before bed, we watch Bob Ross.
Really?
Yeah. And it's meant to help us fall asleep, but we just watch it. We just end up watching it going like, oh, that's a great idea. Like, those do look like trees.
Yeah, Bob Ross is so talented. It's crazy. Yeah. He really can paint a tree.
Yeah.
Bob Ross really can paint a tree.
Yeah. Okay.
So
other than that, we met on Grindr.
Yeah.
In August.
Mm-hmm.
And... I wasn't looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
And isn't that that's always the way?
That's where it finds you.
You mind if I write that down?
Yeah. Go, no, I'll wait.
I'm doing it. Sorry, my charger always like freaks out. And it's like, calm the fuck down. Can y'all hear that beep?
Yeah, I love it. Oh, what is that? C sharp.
I'm going to use it to inspire my next tip. Okay, so I'm gonna like this. This is an amazing angle. My tits look fucking huge. You guys love
mountains.
That.
Yeah.
I like turn those. You know what my favorite? Can you like this? You know
small
what my
and
favorite?
Humble, so they don't confuse them with mountains.
One of my most vivid childhood memories Shakira. Is my friend's older sister had to start wearing a bra, and we were at her house, and my friend was like, "My sister started wearing a bra." And her mom goes, gotta turn those mountains into hills.
Oh my God.
I don't understand what that means.
I think they were poking out of her shirt and she wanted to kind of.
Do you know that? I have so many memories I want to talk about, but I can't just.
Okay, I thought you would love that story.
Too many people from my past have started listening to this podcast and it makes me so I can't really talk about some of my memories. But like for instance, my high school friend who I said he named his baby a hot name. Posted on his story.
And I was saying like, that you had a hot baby?
Well, I think I said, because I've been doing a stand-up joke about when people name their babies a hot name, and I'm like, just stop trying to get me to fuck your baby. But then
he Oh, that's listened. Disgusting.
No, I know.
Guys, I'm sorry about him.
Canceled. But anyways, maybe I will just tell the story. Me and one of my friends used to, he had an older sister. When you're a gay man and your best friend has an older sister, that woman becomes a huge part of, like, what you want to become. And she had all these
dresses. I love that big tit. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't get on the computer to stop freaking out. I want to lay down. Is that so much to ask? Go on. Okay.
She had all these dress-up clothes, and we would dress up in women's clothes. And then when she would come up, we would have to hide so she wouldn't see we were doing it. And I remember being a bride, dressing up as a bride, and looking in her vanity, being a bride. And then she started coming up the stairs, and I had to hide in her closet until she came into her room and left.
Why what do you want to wear when you dress? Get married?
Wait, I think it was like her communion dress, maybe, or it might have been a costume. It might have been a costume, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to wear when you get married?
I want to wear when I get married, like a suit. I want to, like, this is going to be a huge
part. Wow.
I want to get, like, really snatchy and wear, like, a suit and have, like, a huge ass that looks amazing in a suit pant. And, like, literally wear, like, a tuxedo and look amazing in it. And it's because I never do my hair. I'm going to have someone really, like, gel it in this way that, like, it's going to be boring, like, definitely boring.
Do you think frosted tips?
No, queen.
Come on.
Lance Bass, just two of the people on Vanderpump Rules got in trouble because the pastor they hired for their wedding turns out to, like, hate gays and was, like, vocal about it on social media, and everyone got mad at them. So then they fired him and hired Lance Bass to be their officiant.
Lance Bass tweeted something problematic about coronavirus or something.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't
like a couple days ago.
Did you see the Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh,
so good.
So good.
I mean, respect it.
I get it. I respect it.
It's just such a shame that, like, that's like forever. Like, you know, like she said something stupid, like, and now everyone's like dogpiling on her.
I think she'll be okay.
I don't think she will. I talked to her right before this, and she's like, I got a knife on my throat, Cole.
Shut the
I said, I'm sorry, but I have to join Seek Treatment. Can I call you after? And she said, if I'm still here, then yeah. If I'm not, then I love you. And that was kind of it.
Oh my gosh. I have a new friend whose dad is dating Kelly from The Real Housewives of OC. And I'm
Wait, Kelly.
Which one's
that? She's the one who's, like, amazing, but a little... She's struggling, as they all are, but she's honestly... She just had a really good season. Anyways, I'm going to ask my friend how Kelly's doing with Corona.
Did y'all hear my stomach growl?
I thought that was a hiccup.
No, that was full-on growly. Growl town.
Are you hungies?
I am hungies, and I think my cuties... Are you making food? I'd love some whatever you have.
Wait, what so Cole.
Yeah.
Yay.
Catherine, can we kind of all be on the same page here or doing a podcast?
I'm doing a podcast too.
Okay. Doing a podcast can look like anything.
Okay, so cool. I need the love story. I need the meet.
So you guys start chatting. You come
together. What's the love at first sight? How to compare to other relationships?
I'm assuming you come together and agree to have sex with one another.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm sure it's like you're a grinder guy.
Yeah.
And then,
how does he
become a crossover star into the romantic world?
We the just, Zendaya
the Zendaya of being in love.
Well, usually, like when I hooked up with people, I always like to hook up first and then have the date. Like, because otherwise, if I'm on the date, I'm just like, can we go back to my place?
Yeah.
Right.
So then we hung out, and I don't know, you just kind of hit it off. And...
Wait, so you hooked up first, then you go to a date?
No, then we just hung out after the hookup.
Yeah,
and then, which is rare to not be like, can I get you a glass of water before you go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How did you know it was different?
Because we just kept hanging out.
What is his deal? What does he do?
He's a pilot.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Sorry.
Did you know that the recent Bachelor was a pilot?
I saw.
Oh, did you?
I read that.
Do you watch?
No.
Oh.
No, but I read about it every day.
It's,
do you watch any reality TV?
I watch Bake Off. And I know. and that's it, really, for reality.
Don't you watch Housewives? Oh,
no, but I do love. I just figured out I actually have like that. What is it called? ID channel. With all the crime shows.
I love that channel.
So I just love to leave it on because they do this thing where they don't do a commercial in between one episode and the next so that you're hooked right away after you finish a murder. You're like, oh, okay, so that's who killed her. And then it goes right into like, my sister was standing on her roof and someone pushed her and we didn't know who it was. And then you're like, well, I gotta know who pushed her.
A really really toxic couple of addicts that I used to crash at their place when I didn't have a place. They loved that channel, and I came to love it too.
Yeah, yeah, it's my mom's favorite channel. There's shows like Women Who Kill.
Yeah,
and like,
I watch one. I'll never forget one episode I saw of a neighbor who set his killer dogs on his neighbor to kill them because it was like because he felt like the neighbor's like fence was too close to his yard, and his dogs ate his neighbor's entire like body.
Here's a scenario. Neighbor knocks on your door and says, hi, do you have any toilet paper?
Like in these times.
In these times. Do you give them a roll? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My experience has not been that toilet paper is like so hard to come by.
Well, here's the thing about me is I have a bidet.
Oh, dude.
I was thinking of getting a bidet.
Yeah.
I would love a bidet. Does it feel good?
It feels amazing.
I just got a message saying that my internet connection's unstable, but hopefully that's fine.
Wait, so Cole, what is your boyfriend's sign and what's your sign?
And how does that work?
He's born June 27th.
Cancer, maybe? I'm not sure.
I think is it Gemini? No, Cancer. I don't know. Someone at home, someone is listening to this right now going, oh my God, it's Cancer, you idiots.
Whoa.
And to that person, I want to say, hey, listen to something else. We don't want you here.
Yeah, totally. what was I going to say? Do you want to get married one day?
No.
Do you want calves?
No. No, no, no. No kids, just money.
Just money, success, fame.
Not even that, just money.
Just money.
Yeah, if the president and CEO of Boeing were like, here, you take this, I don't want it, I would be like, okay, this is my life now.
Like the money.
Boeing.
What are your...
I feel self-conscious about if I was talking too loud.
What?
Was I talking too loud?
You're being perfect.
Yes, you were talking way too loud.
Really?
Well, what are your tips for a successful relationship in normal times and in these times?
In normal times, I say, come from a place of love. Because I'll tell you something. When I was growing up, our family had this dog, and we would all take turns kicking the dog. And I don't know. I don't have any advice. I'm figuring it out. But this does feel different than any relationship that I've had before.
Why?
That's amazing.
Which is good.
Well,
because I really like him. And we have a lot of things in common. And we have a lot of shared interests. Which is something that I never had with boyfriends before.
What field is he in?
He's an actor. A theater actor. I know.
Cool.
Believe it or not, he's younger.
I believe it.
He's Hillary Duff younger.
Did you not watch Love Is Blind? Did you watch Love Is Blind?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
He
only watches Bake Off.
I know Catherine. I wanted him to say it.
Don't antagonize me just because of the pandemic.
I think your blood sugar's low, Kat.
Can you tell that I'm fading?
your necklace is like.
Well, I actually did. I actually tied it up to make it shorter.
It's so pretty.
Isn't it gorgeous? I got it at costumey.
Yeah.
Somewhere, but I think I might have tied it too tight.
Halloween Adventure.
No, it was one of those. Where did I get it? One of those stores that you walk by, like usually like in Chinatown or like randomly town, and like no one knows. There's no name. You don't know. There's a lot of clothes and jewelry. You don't know what it is, but you just go and you just say yes. It came with matching studs too, which maybe I'll wear tonight.
Okay.
For the big event.
Ooh. Pat, are you going to be part of the show?
I'm going to be a huge part of the show.
And what do you guys think? Yeah. Should people like? I'm not sure what's going to feel like natural and fun. Like, I kind of thought maybe we could just chat, but if you also wanted to put your camera far away and like do a little performance of something.
I don't want
to
do that. I was going to
ask.
I know
you don't want to
do.
Well, I think we'll be able to figure it out.
You know what? People are so excited to have
something to watch.
I mean, I'll speak for myself. Like, yeah, I'm just excited to have something to watch. And I love the fact that like people are trying, like doing it. Like, I'm just, like when I watch Meg's videos, I'm just so charmed.
Yeah.
That she's
so
like,
good
doing it. So just
something to
know
keep my
that,
mind
like,
off the chaos.
We're all on your side. No one's sitting at home going like, this better be good.
Wow. That's so encouraging.
That is nice.
Wait.
That is encouraging.
I know, Catherine.
Okay, wait. So I was wondering, do y'all feel hot today?
Wait, is it time for that?
I don't know. Just kind of wondering.
I do feel hot today because I'm.
You look great. I kind of gave up trying to look good on camera. I was like kind of laying down beached whale vibes.
Yeah, I am. I think
the angle was like.
You know, I'm definitely.
Can I say something? I got nervous because when I stood up to adjust, I was like, did everyone just see my pussy hole?
We did.
No, just the hole.
I screenshotted it.
I trimmed my pubes yesterday.
I screenshotted it and posted it to Grin. I screenshotted your pussy hole and posted
it. I have pom-poms.
I feel hot because I keep looking at myself in this little square and I'm liking what I'm seeing today. But if you look like that, it's like the hair gets really gross around here. Like from straight on, I can pull off facial hair. But if I go like that, it gets really gross around here. So I'm going to have to make some hard decisions about what to do after I close my laptop and resume my day.
Hmm. What's next? What's on the docket for you guys today?
I have a phone call, thanks to you. And
I thought you would like that.
No, I do like it. I do like it. I'm kidding. I have a phone call at 2:00. And then I'm going to go back to my apartment and try to get some stuff. And I think
are you walking to your apartment? How are you getting to your apartment?
I will have to take an Uber.
Is that
okay? Real? Is that okay?
I don't know about getting in a car right now.
So then, what would I do? I don't have any things.
How do you? How far away do you live?
Like it's like a 15-minute Uber.
So what is that? Like 2 miles?
No, it's like 3 to 4 miles. I can jog home, but it's like the reason I'm going home is to get things to wear, kind of clothes to wear.
Can get like a backpack. See,
you guys feel crazy for wanting clothes to wear.
No, you're not crazy. I'm crazy because I wouldn't want to get in an Uber where who knows who's been in there. And, but you know.
Does your boyfriend have enough clothes to make it through the entire 6-week quarantine?
He does. He went home yesterday. He walked.
Oh, so you
45-minute walk.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe I'll walk.
Because what else do you have to do? Pat, I'm just worried about you. Because 2 weeks from now when I hear like, oh yeah, he's in ICU, they're taking him off the ventilator.
I don't want to go.
Oh God, I wish I would have encouraged him to walk.
I wish I encouraged him to walk like my boyfriend did.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let me Angela go with you.
I'm going to look right now and see.
I'm going to
look
right
now and see what it would be. Maybe it won't be long.
And you'll get some air and you'll get, you know, your blood flowing and make Angela come with you and so he can help you carry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a fun, cute thing to do together.
Oh, it's only 2.5 miles. Okay.
Oh,
It's an hour walk. But you have to understand I walk really slow. So an hour walk on Gmail is like an hour and 45 minute walk for me.
Why do you walk really so slow?
I don't know. Yeah. That's crazy.
You're such a fast runner.
In my experience, I'm walking normal. But then other people come in and
wrap your mind around that.
Other people come in and they shout at me, you're walking very slow. And I'm like, oh, in my experience that I'm walking normal. And I try
that I sometimes go slower than Google. But that's because I'm curvy.
I'm curvy too.
You know, there's the trope that gay people are supposed to shave time off of that Google thing.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, when I look at it and it says like 45 minutes, I go, okay, I'll be there in 38. Right. And I don't even know the math of it, but it always works out. I'm like, I was right, 38.
That's why I'm crossing my fingers that this is just a phase and I'm actually straight. I'm going to, you know, have a really cool family one day, you know, I'm going to have bio kids.
When you're ready to come back to me.
Yeah.
My legs are spread. My friend read my tarot and it said I was going to get pregnant.
Wait, my boyfriend read my tarot last night.
Does he have those powers?
Yeah. He's learning and he's,
Can he read mine over online?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Can he
tell me? Let's get him in here. Yeah. Let's get him in the mix.
Can he tell me something about my future?
Babe.
Tell him to tell me something.
He's in the other room and he's stuck there, but he's real. It's just none of my friends have met him.
His shirt is caught on the doorknob. I watched this astrology woman and she said I was going to have an incredible month.
Wait, you watched her like on YouTube or something?
So Mike Hilton and me used to watch this woman. I always forget her name, but she's
I'm so curious.
Crazy, but she makes like 45 minute videos for every sign every month.
And oh, what's her? Yeah,
it used to be her just like sitting in this chair and she'd be like, oh my God, it's a beautiful energy I'm seeing. And we would like watch it and laugh. But then we just hung out the other day and I watched it with him and she's gotten like less crazy in a way that's less fun, but she still does like 45 minute videos. And she told me that it was for Scorpio. It's an incredible month.
That this month is incredible. Ooh, what is that, Kat?
Scrambled eggs with onions in them.
Ugh, delicious.
And cheese, love onions. So good.
I love onions, but when I eat them too many, I just found out I sweat the smell of onions, which that's I found okay. out that's common.
I knew that about you.
That's so good.
I remember that. I remember thinking, oh, I hope he figures this out someday. On his journey. I do not want to be the one to tell him.
And he sweats smelling like onions.
Wait, Cole, do you feel
I'm
hot
kidding,
today?
Kat. No.
Wait, and Cole, what's next for you and your boyfriend? Are you going to move in together?
No.
Why not?
I love living alone.
Yeah,
totally. I love it. You know, I think under different circumstances, I wouldn't enjoy being like locked up with him. Uh-huh. But because like everything is so intense, where it feels like we're both being sort of extra careful to be like sweet to each other open and understanding. Does that
totally
make sense?
That does.
Like,
it does make sense.
Yeah. He made dinner last night.
What do you mean?
Is he vegan?
No, but he made barbecue tofu with leeks and sweet potatoes.
That sounds amazing. Ew.
Pat, that sounds good.
Pat, what did you eat? Trick cereal, you fucking child.
I had Oreos this morning, and then last night I had leftover pizza and leftover chicken.
This leftover morning, from leftover what? Pizza?
A garbage?
No, leftover from Cole.
Ease up.
Cole, ease up. Ease up.
Lay off him, will you? It's a tough time.
Cole, do you feel hot today?
I don't.
Why?
Because of the pandemic.
Because I feel puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Too much salt, but I did work out yesterday
with
my workout bench and my weights. Yeah,
I'm
so glad that
I
got them.
Is it immoral if I try to order them now?
No.
Why is that immoral?
Why is it immoral?
Is it, or maybe it is.
Why is
putting
it immoral
the delivery person at risk?
Yeah. Like, I don't Catherine's think getting so. Head. Catherine's getting head for Brian. Yeah, someone DM me if it's immoral to order weights right now.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't think so. It's just, was Angelo outside? Is he going to wash his hands?
He's going to wash his hands, but that was, he wasn't outside.
It's the hallway. It's the hallway. Railroad. Okay.
It's a railroad.
Because anytime I bring anything into my apartment now, I spray it down with alcohol.
Uh-huh.
With alcohol?
Wow. Is that cool. Crazy?
You should be careful.
Rubbing alcohol.
You should be really careful.
No, that's smart.
Your disease.
Oh my God. Because I'm an alcoholic. I could drink it. I get off on the fucking fumes of it.
Oh my God. I was watching. God. I love the show. Okay, I have my next question of the week. I love so I'm gonna save it. Catherine, do you feel hot today?
No.
Okay. Actually, I'm crazy for asking.
Nice of you to talk to me for once.
What are you talking about, girl?
Come on, spill, girl.
What's your crush of the week?
Spill the beans. My crush of the week is actually, I forget his name, but he's the guy from, he's the angry, big, sweaty guy from a Bar Rescue who comes into bars and starts screaming at everyone and fires everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One time I was sleeping with someone who was much younger than me and he always wanted to watch Bar Rescue.
It's so good.
Well, are you having that experience?
No, but he did teach me who Billie Eilish was.
Really?
Because do you
like her?
I do. Yeah, I love the gal. Great. I think she's Billie got.
Eilish. I don't like
spot.
Her. I don't.
We're
like
big
her.
Eilish heads over here.
I'm not an Eilish head. I don't like what she stands for.
What does she stand for?
Like false counterculture. You know what I mean? It's like literally like your album's like in Target. Like stop acting like you're like taking on the staff. You know what I mean? You're not Bernie. You're Biden. Is what I say.
Oh my God, I love
Pat
that.
Billie Eilish is Biden.
Billie Eilish is like, we want a revolution, but really she's like, we want results.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm. Well, before we go today,
what's your guest's crush of the week?
Oh, my crush of the week? My crush of the week is this Trader Joe's hot sauce. Where'd it go? This shit is really good. So this is called Trader Joe's Habanero Hot Sauce. I've been putting it on everything. It's like, It's kind of like the hottest one at Dos Toros. You know what I'm talking about? I love Dos Toros.
Oh.
It's got that really kind of painful kick, but it's really good.
I don't like that. You're a Texas gal, I can tell.
She's a Texas gal through and through.
I'm headed down to the honky tonk after this. Just kidding. I'm quarantined.
Cole,
do you have a crush of the week?
You know what's funny is as soon as you said your crush of the week, I thought, oh God, who's mine? I forgot to pick one.
That's everyone's experience.
And the first one that came to mind, and I want to stick by it, Eddie Redmayne. How's that for a throwback?
Wow.
That is
I do have a topical
humor.
I used to have
John
him
Trowbridge
on.
Does a good impression of him.
Oh,
he's
John
cute.
Trowbridge is hot too.
Yeah, he's
hot. But, yeah.
Okay, it's a tie. My crush of the week is John Trowbridge and Eddie Redmayne.
What do you want to have? What do you want to have group with them? And do you consider three group?
I don't consider three a group.
We as a podcast consider three group.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's okay if you don't.
How could three not be a group?
Three is a threesome.
Yeah, but the threesome is it's like squares and rectangles. Like all threesomes are group, but not all group is threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting the light from my producer.
are you mad at me, Catherine?
Not at all. I'm happy to see you.
Good.
In this way, Cole, are you mad at me?
No, I'm really happy to see both of you.
Okay.
Pat, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. I think this was a thrilling experience. I can't wait to do this all week long.
I know we're doing one tomorrow too.
Yeah, so I can't wait for tonight. Hashtag waiting for tonight. Whoa.
Whoa.
When I will be on the screen doing co-coming.
Hello.
Is that a plant in the bathroom, Pat?
Yes.
Behind you?
I don't wonder.
I love all those little copper pots behind you.
That's what Catherine said again. We couldn't choose that. We never chose that. And we don't know what to do next. So I would
as a nation.
As a nation.
We don't know what to do next as a nation.
We don't
know how can we deal with your apartment?
As a nation yeah. about the copper pots.
Okay, first things first. Okay.
I'm waiting for Cuomo to come online and say, this is what we're doing about the copper pots.
All right, you guys.
All right, you guys. This
thank
been
you, Paul, for being
thank
with us.
Thank you for being our historic thank first two-time guest.
Thank you.
Send your love to your boy and stay safe, and we'll hopefully
I
see
will.
IRL sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Love you so much.
And Cole,
love you, girls.
If you find the Wendy's tweet, please, God, send it my way.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Love you, guys.
Kisses.
Bye-bye.
Forever dog.
Forever dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.